The Money Show.
Consumer Ninja.
Wendy Nola. I'm wondering if you've had too much Christmas brandy pudding or something, because
you're, how very dare you?
You're about to be nice about the banks. Banks are the most liked industry in South Africa. Was this a survey done by bank CEOs' mothers, or what on earth are you on about?
No. You listen carefully now. Listen carefully.
Right.
That's according to Data EQ's analysts, and they came to the conclusion about banks being the most liked industry in South Africa after tracking more than 4 million social media posts about our local banks, African Bank, in alphabetical order, Absa, Capitec, Discovery Bank, FNB, Nedbank, Standard Bank, and Time Bank between September last year and the end of August this year. So, yeah. So that company, formerly known as BrandZ, many people will know them as that, has produced its annual South African Banking Index for the past 7 years. And this year, for the first time, local banks have moved into net positive territory in terms of social media sentiment. For the first time, overtaking, as they did that, insurers and retailers. So the bank's collective net sentiment shot up from -7.5% last year to 9.4% this year. So here's the question to go to your, have I had too much early Christmas pudding, Bruce? Did they suddenly start treating their customers better than local retailers, insurers and telcos who were also measured on this social media index? So much so that they felt compelled to take to social media to applaud the banks publicly, or did the banks do something to elicit the positive mentions, which ended up with them overshadowing the negative ones, which is what they want to do, right? So yes, the answer is they did. They dangled cash, well, vouchers at people. So the main reason that Data EQ's analysis of those 4 million posts put FNB at the top of the most liked bank list, followed by Absa, is that both of those banks embarked on social media campaigns which solicited positive comments from their clients by running competitions linked to posts about the bank. In large part, said Data EQ, the sector has a handful of successful and cleverly crafted social campaigns to thank for its first ever net positive score. But improved customer service has also played a key role in this feat. So they've been fair there to the banks by actively using the channels to entice consumers to focus more on the positive things that they are doing operationally. Banks are essentially flipping the script and taking control of their social media narrative. So I was pretty intrigued by that. And because they didn't elaborate on what exactly those incentives were in that press release they put out night before last, I asked, what were their incentives, those incentives? For Absa, I was told it was predominantly their hashtag We Do More Wednesdays campaign, which drove positivity. But often the hashtags overlapped. So they also had, tell us which channels you can use to apply for an Absa personal loan, reply using hashtag I can with Absa, and stand a chance to win one of 10, 1,000 Rand cash send vouchers. FNB, on the other hand, launched its hashtag LoveFNB campaign with posts saying things like, reply using hashtag LoveFNB and tell us how eWallet has helped you and you could win a 2,500 Rand voucher. So you can kind of see how this thing happened for the first time. Hey, Bruce, and I predict that other banks will start doing the same thing. Data EQ says the campaigns were not only used to generate positivity from consumers, but also to educate consumers around certain products and services. Standard Bank used a hashtag It Can Be on both its competition post as well as educational posts, but they didn't incentivize consumers to post positive things about the bank on the same scale as FNB and Absa did with their campaign content. So there's some learnings for Standard Bank on how to do it. But, so the bottom line, Bruce, is money talks. All the banks, apart from Capitec, have trended upwards in net sentiment since 2018. Capitec being the outlier with a year-on-year decline in net sentiment, according to this index, since 2019. Interestingly, when excluding social media campaigns from this index, Absa and FNB drop in overall rankings, rather. APSA, in fact, shows a 58.4 percentage point drop to second last, just ahead of Standard Bank. So I found this fascinating. The interesting thing, of course, is there were negative comments as well, which people posted without the lure of winning vouchers. Spikes in negative conversation were largely due to viral incidents related to system downtime.
Yeah.
So in Capitec's case, we'll remember these cases. There were two viral incidents, both relating to perceptions of safety at bank branches. In March, social media conversations about Standard Bank, APSA, FNB and Capitec shot up. Most notably in Standard Bank's case, the bank being more frequently mentioned in the TransUnion hack involving extortion of 224 million.
What's really interesting here, Wendy, is how the banks have managed their public image over the last 15 years or so. 15 years ago, nobody would say anything nice about a bank. It was all about fees. It was all about extraction from their customers. And they very successfully turned the conversation on its head, whereby fees are still high, the cost of doing banking is still high, yet there is a perception of value now attached to banking. The relationship with the bank has changed. You've been pushed out of the branch and online and into the app space and into the digital space. And the way in which the banks have decided to manage their relationships with their customers is one that is far more proactive and in the form of five-year-olds and treats, I suppose, or dog training with pockets full of treats. And we've been sort of conditioned into thinking differently about our banks. I'm going to go to bank A because I get this incentive, this bonus, this point structure, whatever the case might be.
This loyalty thing.
They've successfully turned it from quite an adversarial relationship to one driven by incentives. And I think that's been a fundamental shift in the way in which certainly South African banks have gone.
Exactly. And funnily enough, although Capitec didn't do well in this sentiment index, they won the SA Loyalty Award for in the financial services sector, which is one of the big categories, for the first time, ousting FNB's eBucks for their loyalty program, which for many people has become many of their, how many million? 8 million customers has become a second payday because they get actual cash in their bank accounts. So you have all these different measures, ways in which, as you say, banks are courting their customers. But I think, there were this Data EQ's index pointed to the fact that their spikes and negative comments were largely around downtime. So Capitec, remember, in August, they had a 2-day downtime in the first week of the month when customers were trying to transact, and Standard Bank back on a Saturday morning in May when a lot of people are shopping and doing stuff, and they had a 5-hour outage, and those two created huge spikes, which there's no getting around that, but the social, what they did, the campaigns to drive positivity actually overshadowed that, which is interesting for the first time. So clearly we're going to be seeing more of this. But in my humble opinion, my little 2 cents worth is that, Data EQ's conclusion, first of all, was that general customer service remained a major pain point in consumer complaints. Slow and low responsiveness, both on social media and traditional channels, was a common theme. Consumers struggling to get hold of banks, to have a real one-on-one conversation. Digital downtime, as I've just spoken about. But in my opinion, banks and other companies should rather focus on, also focus on creative consumer-centric responses on social media to drive a positive perception in an authentic way. So instead of responding knee-jerk to every comment on Facebook or Twitter saying, we're sorry to hear that, please DM us, they could use that as an opportunity to educate people in a general way. Obviously, you don't want people to reveal their personal details publicly, but you could, there's so many of the complaints are around fraud these days. It's the number one complaint that goes to the banking services ombud, for example. They could use that complaint or that comment on social media to address misperceptions around fraud cases being the result of an inside job, et cetera, et cetera. Use it to say, you increase your credit score in this sort of way. And I think, yes, have your competitions. They're not going to let go of that. The marketing people love that sort of thing. But start progressing beyond the please DM us when someone complains into making it, if they complain on social media, they want people to see the answer. Don't take them offline. Start maturing into using social media to enhance your people's perception of you by the way you respond to those complaints. I'd love to see that starting to happen 2023 and onwards.
Thank you, Wendy Nola, our consumer ninja this evening. Not having the early brandy pudding, which is good news. After Eyewitness News this evening, Roger Foster. Roger is the founder and chief executive of Airlink. It is a remarkably successful South African privately owned airline, and it's gone from strength to strength through the pandemic. It's been able to pick up where others have failed, and it's doing remarkable things. We'll get the catch up this evening with the shapeshifter of this Wednesday evening, Roger Foster.